Hello, it's Brother Jeff again for Daily Inspiration Time. It's great to share this moment with you from God's Word in the book of 1 John. We're just kind of digging in deep and mining out a scripture of truth and worthy to be praised as the name of Jesus today. I hope you're feeling what I'm feeling, to praise Him and to know Him and to love Him, to sell out to Him, to experience His love, His power, His grace. What a Savior. Hallelujah, what a Savior. Bible says, let everything has breath, praise the Lord. I hope you take time every day to praise the Lord, that you lift your voice up and you lift your hands up and your heart is elated to think of God and His love for you and His power to save, deliver, and heal. Well, it says, behold, in 1 John chapter 3, we're going to read through this, and then we're going to look at verse 3 in our whole thing, the effect of God's love in our life, is if I could title this in some way, and the purity of the Christian's life. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. Beloved, now are we the sons of God, and it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as He is pure. You know, we looked at this scripture yesterday. If you didn't hear that, you ought to go back and listen to yesterday's. But it goes on to say, after we talk about this great love and the manner of this love and the power of God doing this for us, it says we are the sons of God. And it says it doesn't appear what we shall be. But it says, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him. We shall see Him as He is. You think of all the times in the Bible where people saw God or saw a glimpse of God. I can think of Adam and Eve. They got to walk with God, talk with God in the cool of the day. We have a man named Moses who basically saw God face to face as much as a man could see it and still live. We have other little situations like Joshua. He met the man that day and said, are you for us or our adversaries? And he said, neither, as captain of the Lord of hosts. He saw more than an angel that day, I do believe. And many others that saw visions like Isaiah. He saw the Lord high and lifted up, said, woe is me. But here it goes on to say that when we see Him, we're going to be like Him. Something's going to happen the moment that we enter into the presence of God in eternity. When we leave this mortality and put on immortality, it says we're going to see Him as He is. There's going to be some amazing thing. We're going to be like Him when we see Him. We're going to be transformed, changed. And it says because of that, every man that hath that hope, it says, and every man that hath this hope, what hope? The hope of seeing Jesus one day, to be made eternal with Him. It says, every man that hath this hope in Him purifieth himself, even as he is pure. So what knowing this expectation, knowing this meeting, knowing this reality, what are you doing? What am I doing to prepare? It says, if we have this hope, we're going to purify ourselves, even as He is pure. Can you think of any way? Can I think of any way that we can be purifying ourselves? Now, the Bible tells us, by grace you are saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. We know we can't save ourselves or make ourselves good enough for God. But once we do meet God, and he does change us, and it says in Romans 8 that he will quicken us by the Spirit that dwells in us so that we can be spiritual. So he has given you all you need for life and godliness, the scripture says in another place. So knowing we have this meeting, purity, pure in heart are going to see God, Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount. What am I doing to keep myself pure? What am I? Am I watching filth? Am I living in filth? Am I cussing? Am I lusting? Am I living a cheap life of just sorry fleshly living? Oh, my friend, holy, holy, holy is God. Be holy. Be holy, holy, holy is what he says. So you better be busy working on your sanctification. Peter there in the book of Acts told the people there, they said, what must we do? And he said, save yourselves from this untoward generation. There's a generation going away from God. Don't be part of that group. Be part of the generation that's purifying themselves because they know they're going to seek God. What am I doing that's not pure? And what am I doing to purify myself? Good question. Search your hearts. He is pure, undeniably, perfect, sinless. And he said in Matthew 5:48, to be ye therefore perfect, even as he is perfect. Paul told us this is the will of God, even your sanctification. You should be in the fining pot. You should be in the purifying, blowing away your impurities, seeking to know God, seeking to have your members brought under the power, ready to see God. These eyes wouldn't want to behold something wicked. They're going to behold God one day. These feet wouldn't want to walk in sin. They're going to walk on streets of gold. These hands shouldn't be defiled with the things of this world. They're going to touch the Savior. We're going to kiss his feet. We're going to love him. We're going to embrace him. He's going to embrace us. We're going to hold the most precious things of eternity. God bless your day. Think about these things.